No, he doesn't.
We are up to the Memhei Yamed Beis on the bottom. We've got a lot of catching up to do. Okay. Ahmed Bey's the very last few lines. Ahmed Abchon Baguya Marab, New Gemara. Halakech Eved Menayv Gechavim. If you buy an Eved from a Goy, when you buy an Eved from a Goy, all you have is that he works for you. You don't actually own him until you make him go through a mikveh and he becomes an Eved Kanani as a Yid. That's when you own him, his goof as well. But what if the Goy is smart? They called him the Tovel Shem Mechayim. Before he had a chance to send him to the mikveh, he jumped in the mikveh himself to become free. Called Asim Mechayim. He automatically is free. He's a full-fledged Yid, because he didn't own this goof, so he can do whatever he wants with this goof. And once he's a full-fledged Yid, you can't force him to become an Eved. My Taiva, Oiva Kechavim, Goofel, the seller, the vendor, didn't own his goof. My Kunle, the Makhle, the Yisrael, what can he sell? You own what he owns. And when do you, according to Rav Chaim Bar Guria, when does the Balabas own the Eved Kanani? Only when he forces the Eved Kanani to immerse in the water, in the mikveh, to Lashem Avdus. The Kivin, the Kodim, the Mechayim, and says this guy jumped in ahead and went to the mikveh to become free. Afkili Shibudi. It cancels, completely repudiates the Shibud that he had to this new owner.
Purchase,
you only got Maisa Yadav. Maisa Yadav. No. The only rights is whatever the Goy had, you have. Kedirava,
right.
Agrava. Where do you find this concept? But I bought you. Where do you find that you can usurp that? Amar, Rava says, Hegdish. If I have a lien on property, I owe you something, then I turn around and I turn this property into Hegdish. The Hegdish cancels that lien. Chomez Peitach cancels the lien as well. Over Shichra, if you have an Eved that you can put as a lien on Peitach and then I free the Eved, that's it. It cancels it. The Shibud is only on the Pedis, on the Maisa Yadav, and therefore not the Goof, and the Goof can therefore overturn it. So we say Kehegdish, I mean Kedushas are Goof. If you make the value of this item, that already I was Meshabed. If you make the item itself Kedush, it cancels. Moshe Lechir has a question. Maisa Bebluria Giyadish has a question. There's a story of Bluria the Giyadish, Kadmo Avodah, they all became Gayadim together, and her Avodim jumped in ahead with Tovul for now, and with Tovul before she had a chance to be Tovul, so they freed themselves and became full. They became full fledged. Sounds like the only reason why they became full fledged is because she'd become a Yid yet. Had she become a Yid first and then they were table for that, too late. What is he from here? That it's as soon as a Yid buys the Eved, it becomes he owns the goof. You don't have to wait till Lavodim actually go to Mikveh. Loi, Amar Rav, no Raya. Bain Lifaneh, before she became a Yid, Bain Bistam, Bain before, whether they went to Mikveh Stam, whether they went to Mikveh, clearly saying, I want to become a Yid, they become free. Lachreah, once she became a Yid, if they jumped in the water saying clearly I want to become a Yid, then they become a Yid because she didn't own yet the goof. You know, Bistam, we say they probably went in to be an Eved because remember she was their mistress. And therefore, that's what it means, Chilgun Fanel Lachreah. Although I will assume that the mikveh was for Avdus, not for Gaitis. Amar Rav Avi, Eloi Shanu, Rav Avi gives an answer, another answer. Loishanu, do you know when we say that when you buy an Eved Kanani, you don't own the goof until you verse in the mikveh, Elab Lekev, you're buying from a guy? If you're buying the person himself, you're buying the Eved is selling himself, he needs the money, whatever, and he's selling himself, then Gufe Kane, when you buy the Eved directly, Rav Avi is Mechadish, you're actually cutting the goof as well. How do I know? Because it says in the Pasik, from the people in the wells of land that live with you, Mehem, Tiknu, from then you can buy. So we dash, and from them you can buy. Atim koinim mehem, you can buy from them. But they cannot buy from you. Vlahim koinim zem, then can one guy buy from another guy? Vlahim koinim mehem. But what do you mean they can't buy from you? A goyim can't buy from Yidin Avodim. It doesn't mean that the body can't buy. They can't buy an Eved from you. A goy cannot buy from a Yid just to serve him. Why a goy cannot buy from a Yid. To work for him. But see, with the version of Pasuk, that if a Yid sold an Eved Ivri to a guy, it's called the Eke Mishpachas Ge. You completely uprooted him from his Mishpacha by selling him to a guy. So we see clearly, well, my Mishpachas Ge, they were Chavim. By selling him to a guy, you took him out from the Jewish community. So clearly you can sell to guys. What does the Pasuk mean? You can only a Yid, a guy can sell to Yid, but a guy cannot buy from Yid. Lav legufa, he means owning the goof itself. Ukama Rahmana, Atem Kainim, have legufa, but you can buy directly from a guy their own goof. That's Rav Avi's chiddush. Part of Rav Racha said that chiddush is lav dafka. Ema, maybe taka, if you buy an eved, you can, if it becomes yours, but maybe you need two stages. Kaspa utfila. Just like if you buy from a master. It's not enough that you buy the eved, you have to then immerse it in the mikveh before your owner's goof. So maybe even if you buy directly from the guy, you buy the guy himself directly, you give him money, but also you need him to immerse in the water before you can own him. How do you know? Kashi, that's taka kashi. No, right, obviously. When you immerse in the mikveh to full shame avdus, you have to show while he's in the mikveh that he's an eved. So you have to hold him down in the water. He hide him in yomin avdil of ashi. Yomin the slave of ashi. Boy, that vule, they want to put him in the mikveh for avdus. He gave it over to Ravina Bacha, the sons of Rabbi. He said, guys, you're responsible. Make sure that when he goes in the mikveh, he's going in not to become a yid, because then I lose him, but to make him an eved. Amlu chazu, better watch out. If you don't, if I lose him, I'm going to charge you guys. They put the thing around his neck. And like a big noose around his neck. Orfule, they loosen it, but they tighten it. Orfule, they loosen it. When he's in the water, it shouldn't be chitzah. Simply, then they tighten it. Kehechle licked him, he shouldn't run away. They tighten to show that they're the master. They don't want him to go and say, look, I did it. I went to the mikveh to be eat. By having the noose around the neck tight, shows who's the boss. They can pull him around. But how did all that shemai? As soon as he raised his head out of the water, anche, they put on his head, zulte de tine, they put on a full keli full of cement, to oration his head, to show that he's already working for his master. Omdele, he said, zilandele bema to bring it to your master's house. Omdele, papa rabba, chazi marhande bema papa barabba. I want to ask you a question. You see these people in the house of papa barabba, the yov, azuzalinche, they gave money, the kargayu, the king, he charged taxes. People couldn't afford the taxes. Somebody else stepped in and paid their taxes. These people then were given over to them as slaves. And there were these people that have to serve this guy who saved them. They are slaves. The question is, Kinofki, when these people finally pay back this person the money that he outlaid for them in the taxes, so now they're free. Tzicha gita de cherusolai. Did this person actually, did Papa Bar Abba actually own these people, the goofs, you need to get shikha or not? Just maisi yadav. Could be said before by a guy. When you buy from a guy, you only own maisi yadav unless you put him in the water. These guys didn't go in the water. So maybe all you have is maisi yadav. Amalei echu. Had it been shchivi, if I would have been dead, I could never have told you hamilsu the following thing. Hachi yomar avsheshet. Avsheshet actually said, and it's a good thing that you're asking the question. He said, Muharki dahani, that the seal of these people, betafsa de malkam monach, is lying in the treasury of the king. In other words, the king owns everybody. So when you pay the taxes of the king gave you what he owns. What does the king own in these people? Just the maisa yodav, the king actually owns the goof. He wanted his slaves. Goyim.
Yeah.
Who cares? I mean, it doesn't say why.
He bailed them out. But I mean, otherwise, would the king would have killed them for not paying taxes? Or?
Would he put them in jail probably until they pay? Well, Malcolm and Mandela, you have Kargi Mishtabi, the king who owns the goof. So the king who owns the goof. So therefore, it passes on to these to Papa Rabba whatever he owns.
Why does he use such a weird expression?
Eichu, if I would have,
if I'd be dead, I would
pass on. In other words, thank you for reminding me. I can pass on what she told me, which I didn't have a chance. The man of Karga. So a king owns the goof of people. That's an interesting thing here. This concept that a king, when we're meshubet to a king, it's not pshat that, you know, he owns our services, he owns our, you know, our contributions, whatever it is. He owns us. It's an amazing thing. I mean, where does that come from? Is it because he has a right to kill them means he owns your body? Is that what it means that he has? Yeah, that's land. That's a land because he can throw you out. But here, it's over the goof. No, exactly. I'm saying, I didn't say anything to talk about it. What does it mean the king actually owns your goof?
The king can kill,
so because he has the right to kill you on the spot, therefore he really owns you. He owes you your lock, stock, and barrel. Everything, is that what it means? Is that the basis for this? I don't know. I mean, just that Rashi didn't say anything. It's like just, so it's pshitus. Goodbye. Maybe the goyish king with goyish people. Rabbi Barabba equal the gabla. He saw a number of things that he didn't like. First of all, he saw the girls, the Ma'avram Megadim, he saw that the Yiddish girls were consorting there with Gerim, but converting, who didn't finish the job. All they did was they went through the Mila, but they went to the Mikveh. That's number one. And the Bessul sees a big machlek is if Mila without Tefillah is a good Gator or not. Number two, V'chazah Chamer de Yisrael, you saw that the Yiddish wine, the Mazgi Evgel Chavim, that the Goyim were pouring it, V'shasu Yisrael, even drinking it. Okay, true, it was not Yayin Netzach, but they were drinking it. Number three, the chazan they saw Turmesin, this kind of vegetable, the sholki oivik of chavim goyim were cooking it, were ochli sol in reading, bishlakum. The Amalami didn't say anything. Also, come to Abiyachin, Abiyachin, and Amalai Tseva, Hichin, Abiyachin, I want to make three announcements. Number one is that the children, Mamzadim, because Abiyachin holds that a goy who he holds that a goyim, and a goy who lives with the Yiddish woman, the children, Mamzadim, number one. Number two, Vayayin, number two, Yayin Nesach. I want you to know that the wine is Yayin Nesach, even though they didn't actually touch the wine itself, they just poured it, it is Asr. It's also like Istam Yayin, which is Asr. And the third thing is Val Tumasin. What vegetables Tumasin in? What? There's a special name. It could take 7 years to cook. Because I mean, what's the Meharim Shabbos? What is that?
They're not translated.
Okay. Bishum Bishul Oyver Gechavim. It's Tumasin is like a goy cooking. It's sorry, Bishul Akum. That's colors. What does that mean? We'll soon see. In other words, really, it's mutter, but it's such a complicated het that we won't say in front of people who don't really understand the nuances. Let's make it awesome. There's an interesting rule in many places in Shas Chulin as well that you don't do things in front of an Amma Oret, even though you're allowed to, but because they won't understand, they don't see the difference in this and something that's awesome, just don't do it. You have to do everything in the kivna tovel. And if a goy has relation to the woman, the child is a mamzer. Number one, the wine is yain nesach. They didn't touch the wine; they just pour the wine in the cup and they mix it with water. What's the big deal? We say go, amrin. We say to the zira go. It goes around and around the camera. So you don't get too close to the vineyard. In other words, we don't want the goy coming through the goy, not touching the wine itself. We're just pouring water into the wine and mixing it, but still. We don't want to get close. Well, to make sure bishlakol, if anybody tied on, because they don't learn. How many tied a shari? If they're not learning, you're allowed to. What's going on here? But I'm sure that is because they're not kolo. And echel kumashu chay. Anything which can be eaten raw, aim of shabishlakum. Hot tumas ain't echel kumashu chay, but tumas cannot be eaten raw. The edge of bishlakum is mamish bishlakum. What mean only bnei tied? And the Gemara, because there's two rules regarding bishlakum. So actually, machlekes, we follow both rules. But rule number one is that anything that could be eaten raw, if a guy cooks it, there's no bishlakum. Tais already asked, how come the Amoraim would say that an egg you're not allowed to eat cooked eggs? An egg could be eaten raw. So Tais, but a raw egg that you always find in the Gemara could eat, it's not really that good. So cooking, when you're cooking it, improves a lot. That's not called, if compared to the raw, the cook stays much better than as if you cannot eat raw. But there's another rule. Anything which is not chashev, is not oil or shulchan malachim, lech was passed to eat with bread, no bishlakum. And therefore, the tormesin is not a chashev thing, it's not considered bishlakum. So the time, and they told him, they had to know how to learn, we would allow them. Okay, Tana Bani, you just introduced a whole new concept here. A ger went through the bris and did not go to mikveh, is not a full ger. What's going on here? So machlek is three tanaim, as we'll see. Ger shemar l'tavol, he did the milah, no mikveh, Rabbi Lezer, he had raised a ger, it's a proper ger. You don't need mikveh. How do I know? She came at Sina Bavaseinu, we find him before Matan Torah, shemolu, they all malo themselves, but like tavol, we don't find anywhere they went to the mikveh. What about Tava Vilemol? What about you went to the mikveh? So Rabbi Lezer holds the milah is enough. What about you went to the mikveh, but you didn't mali yourself? Is that enough? Rabbi Shua Amar Hadezeh Shua says this again. Rabbi Lezer holds not again. Rabbi Lezer holds all you need is mila. You don't need tefillah. Rabbi Shua holds all you need is tefillah. You don't need mila. How do I know? Interesting. She came with tzitzit b'mayis. All the Yiddish women who were megayah, none of them had a bris. Doesn't that show that you don't need a bris? Oh, we're all talking about. Shetavle v'malu. What was that question? Shetavle v'malu. They all went to the mikveh and they were malu. The Chacham is, we said, we'll talk about it in a minute. Chacham say, Tavol v'leimol, Chacham is saying that you need both. If you went to the mikveh, no milah. Mol tavol ain't get atche yimol yidu. You got to do both. You need to do both. I think what I'm saying, not me. Beshuva also, first of all, if he only holds one is enough, just like he learns from the imayit, why is he learning from the other? Is that a milah alone is enough? Let him say either milah alone or tefillah alone is enough. Nele ma'avos. And if I can't, Rabbi Lezer, since he learns from the others, let him say imayit, that tefillah alone is enough. Not me, that'll be imayit. Vichy tema, if you tell me, oh, imayit, how can you learn? Ain't done an epshim, she epshim by women, he can't malah themselves, obviously. But Tanya, not everyone agrees with this principle. Rabbi Lezer, I'll show you. Rabbi Lezer himself, this very same Rabbi Yeshua, who doesn't learn from the Mois. Sorry, the very same Rabbi Lezer, who doesn't learn from the Mois, does hold you learn Efshe Mashi'i Efshe. So you should have learned from them. What's the story? A carbon Pesach has to come only from your own animals, not from Maisa. So now Pesach Mitzrayim, by Mitzrayim, we know they didn't have Maisa, they didn't have Maisa. Now Pesach Mitzrayim, because they didn't have any Maisa, the whole concept didn't exist. What are you talking about? They didn't have anything. Who cares the Yefshe? The fact is, they didn't have Maisa. So the fact is, that women don't model themselves. Who cares? Even though later on the Gemara will learn, a few blocks from now, Isha commanded Mehila Dami. But because it says they don't have, as if they're born Gemalos. But over here, who cares? Says the Gemara, the Nilmud Haymena, and we live in it. Ella. So the Gemara says, so how come Rabbi Yeshua doesn't learn, how come Rabbi Lezer doesn't learn that tefillah alone is enough from the Imayis? Ella, the Gemara says, you're right. If you only table, since the Imayis were only table, definitely you're a good valid gate. Not like a Chacham. Rabbi Yeshua agreed, the Mahani helps. Keep pligi if he did all the way around. Mol v'le tovel, only mila, not tefillah. Rabbi Lezer, yalav, Rabbi Lezer, you learn from the others that mila alone is enough. Rabbi Shua, Baba Damit Vila Havi. Rabbi Shua says the others also were table. Just like the Imayis were table, the others were table. Now the Gemara says, you know, like, how do we know? How do you know that the Eden were table? You're saying that the Eden were table, Mol and Tavahino, they were table. Mirchsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Leich Elohim, Kidash Tavah Yerim Mocha, they should purify themselves, the Kipsu, Simulat, they should wash their clothes. Why do they wash their clothes? From Tumah. Now, where do you find that you wash your clothes and you don't wash your body? You find many times that you wash your body, you have to wash your clothes, a lesser level of tumah, but you never find that the tumah reaches your clothing, exactly not the body. You don't have to wash your clothes. Tone tefillah, you still have to go to mikveh. Mokum shetone kibbutz, where you have to wash your clothes. Ain't the dishlag tefillah. Is that I had eaten all table before they went to the Beis HaMikdash? That's why he says that tefillah alone is enough. But no rife there. Maybe the kids, maybe they were going to Matan Torah, greet the Eibush, and they had to get clean. And the Eibush gave them instructions, clean yourself up. Look like a mensch. Elam Hach from here. It said, Vayikach Moshe es Adam. Moshe took the blood. Vayizek Alam, and he sprayed on the blood. And we have a rule, the Gemiri, we have a rule. Ein Hazor Balei Tefillah. Before you spray, you have to go to mikveh. There's two mikvehs when you go, and when you, a prisoner's tummy, tumas mess, and needs to be sprayed the third and seventh day, you got to go to mikveh twice. You got to go to mikveh at the end of the 7 days. Rosalind, you have to go to mikveh every day. You go to the end of 7 days after it's all over, but also you go to mikveh before you spray. Because the pasnage that you should spray without going to the mikveh. So we see the Eden spray went to mikveh out of Shavuos. Yeah, that's maybe it might be an Egyptian thing.
What?
Might be an Egyptian thing.
Yeah, they get them a shave as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm bringing it right from everything.
Yeah, Rabbi Shua, okay. Rabbi Shua, okay. So Rabbi Shua ever holds, yeah. Rabbi Lezer holds that the Abbas did not go to the mikveh. He doesn't hold this concept of Ein Azor Leitfil. Now, Rabbi Shua holds that that the Mois went to the mikveh. How does he know? Rabbi Shua told the Mois Min Olam. How do you went to the mikveh? Mois Svara, who it makes sense. Tejri already asked, how come we don't learn from the same place? Ein Azor. We're talking about, according to the other Tano, holds that you do see Azor without Tefillah. So how do you know the women went to the mikveh? It's only a svara, because if they didn't go to mikveh, they don't have a bris, they don't have a mikveh. So what made them Jewish? Im came by man nechtes utachas kavish chida. What made them Jewish? You got to do a pulis. It's not enough to say kabbalas hamitzvahs. That's lip service. You got to do something. Men mila, women mikveh. I'm going to get Rabbi Yechiel. I'm going to get Rabbi Yechiel. Need both. Like a chamim. Yeah, for sure.
Where did they have enough water in the midbar for the whole Yiddish?
The Be'er.
Busy day at the well. They
have
a diesel plant running.
Yeah. Okay. So we invite Rabbi Yechiel that you need to do both mila and tefillah pshita. Yochanan Rabbi Yechiel, what does it tell for?
Where does it get its water from?
Yeah.
From Fixel's garden.
Man Chachamim, who the Chachamim, Rabbi Yisi, it's not really a majority, it's only Rabbi Yisi. Tanya, Hain Rabbi Yisi is the author of the Chachamim, that you need both mila and tefillah. We learned that Rajab Bava, Omar Malti, Lech Valti. A guy comes forward and says, look, I was mala myself. Now, we don't know if he was mala Hashem Geirus or not, but he comes and says he was. And I wasn't table, Madbili Noisa, we put a mikveh because of Mabakach. So what if he said, what if he did mila alone? You need tefillah as well. David Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, you need tefillah. Tefillah is the main thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't mad billing. You don't need tefillah. Mila is the main thing. Lefichach, of course, Rabbi Yehuda, since he holds that, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda says, if a guy comes in and says, I was gemalos, really Rabbi Yehuda says, one is enough, either mila or tefillah. But if a guy says, I'm gemalos, how do we know that he was true, genuine mila? We don't know if he's genuine mila. Therefore, he has to tevil himself. But what happens if we know that he was mala properly? Then you don't have to tevil yourself. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, because one or the other is good enough. So therefore, he says, lefichach, matbilin geir b'shabbos. If a geir wants to tevil on Shabbos, he can, because if he was gemalos already, the tefillah is nothing. You're not doing anything on Shabbos, you're allowed to. However, Rabbi Yehuda Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you need to do both. Every Geirus needs Tefillah and Mila, and Matbila, and never Matevil, because you're fixing up the person of Shabbos. You're fixing up a Shabbos. I said, Lefich Matbila, and Shabbos is Pshit Luchel, of course, obviously allowed to. You don't need Tefillah, of course you're allowed to. Kiro, surely if one is enough, Heich the Mol of an Eno, if we know the Gemala Matbila, and Mile Lefich. What's a chiddush? I would have thought Rabbi Yehuda Tfilik. I would have thought, no. Who said that's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe it's another way to learn Pshat Rabbi Yehuda. Really, when he says Ma Bekach, because who cares about the Mila? The main thing is Tfilah. And if he shouldn't travel on Shabbos, or Tfilah Pshat Rabbi Yehuda, I got a fiction. The person Kamar Shalom that Rabbi Yehuda Oyha Boy. Rabbi Yehuda holds either this or that. You don't need both. Yeah, you don't need both.
So in other words, this Madonna says that the Abbot who jumps in goes to the Mikra first. And
Abed
becomes a
Ben-Khoyrin,
so he was already Gemala before that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. If you're holding it both, yeah. Tesh, you're already asking, Be'el, if you already had that you're allowed to go to Mikveh from Tumah and Shabbos, because you can always say, I went in the Mikveh to cool myself down. So how come over here you're not allowed to go to Mikveh? So Tesh says, because you need two Tamid al-Khamim or a Bezin to watch, and that therefore makes it formal, and that formalizes it and doesn't no longer looks like, well, why are people watching you if you're just going for to catch some fresh water? Boy, Rabbi Yosi, yeah, oh boy, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, ain't my bill. Rabbi Yosi, you need both. If you're not going to make a pshit, keep it. Rabbi Yosi, tired to be in both. You could have got and mouth. I would have thought that Rabbi Yosi, Milik, make these Mila. But Hatsum would have Mila for Nainu, and over there the problem, we would have thought that Mila is anything. And over there the problem was we don't know if he's Gemal. That's why he said you need Tfilah. But if you know he's Gemal, maybe you don't need Tfilah. I believe they have a Mila for Nainu, Amy Lit Bozeb, Shabbat, you can tell the Shabbat, you don't need it. Kamar Shalom, Rabbi Yosi, tired to be in both. There was a story all these three Amorim were there. Once a guy came before them, he wasn't able to travel. You can't wait here until tomorrow by day. Now it's nighttime, and I will tell you. Shemavel has been three different men. Three people, even though we learned before already, that's on the Chatchila. Because as long as you have Kabbal's mitzvahs, three, you don't need three by Tefillah. Shmamina ain't a get at you, well, you don't, it's not a get until you mal and you table. Shmamina ain't a bill gay by Lilas. It's a mish, but you don't do it at night, only by day. The name of, if you're already learning from the story, Shmamina mimin the mom chidan of three dayanim, three experts. The other one happened to be. Tate already asked, how do we do gayers today? We don't have a proper bezin today. So he said, Nash Luchasai Abdin. We today, the Gemara in Gitna Peches, we are shluchim of Amol. The Gemara says over there, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, what's the idea? Because in the by loans, why do we allow bezin today? Because otherwise, now doesn't love it. Nobody's going to lend money if there's no bezin today. So there's no Rabbanon. Comes out, the whole new gate is the Rabbanon. So the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch between Mekseis and the Sefer Mishpah is a big machlekes. If Gerim, all Gerim today, are they Jewish Mahatayrim or only Rabbanon? What's the idea about who gave the Kerech to a Bezin today? When it comes to Gittin, we don't need a Bezin, so it doesn't matter. But when it comes to Gaitis, you need a Bezin. If Bezin today is only Mid Rabbanon, like many of Shoyim hold, then Lachayda all gain to Rabbanon. The Rajba holds that Bezin today is Mahatayrim because they're the Seichem. The Seichem teaches that whatever Bezin you have in every generation, that's the Bezin I want. And Gerim Matreider. So all Achrayim talk about the whole what's going on Gerim.
According to that mandama that Geris is the Rabbonim, yep. Ger can't be Moitzi another Yid with the Mitzvah.
That's what we're talking about. There are all these Nafkaminas, yeah. And the whole thing is just sounds a bit odd. There's only the Rabbon. Only Jews from the Rabbon. So what do you mean? How can you marry a Jewish girl today?
It's like a Chatzigir.
Again, it's three. Mishpak Sibbeth says Mishpak. If a guy comes in and says, I'm a gay, do we believe in Tabalimit? Eat Cha. It says in the Pasuk, if a Yogi, if a gay lives with you, eats Cha with you. But you have to know for sure that he's a gay. You need Adim that he's a gay. Both the Adim, I mean, if he comes with Adim, how do you know you believe? Tabalimit says, if a gay lives with you, in your land. So it says clearly that you're going to accept him. That means you always accept him wherever you are. But you give more any elbows on the Eretz Yisrael. It says Ba'arzchem in your land. The Chutzlar and the Hainu, you accept game of Chutzlar. Tamalaymet, eat Chabachamal, eat wherever you are. Imke ma Tamalaym Ba'arz. So what do you mean? Why is it saying possible Ba'arzchem in your land when you can accept anywhere? Ba'arz Sarich Lahavi Raya. The Chutzlar ain't Sarah Raya. Here it is. That in Eretz Yisrael is the only place that you don't trust anybody. When a guy comes again, you don't trust him. Maybe he wants to live over the fire of the land. But in Chutzlar, if a guy comes again, it must be that he's genuine. You don't have to bring a Raya. We believe him. That's a Rida. Chum say no. Wherever you are, if a guy says I'm a gay, he needs proof. Bain badges are because if he came with his Adim, that's what the Brisa said. Karol Amalin, you possibly tell me you accept him. If he comes with Adim, accept always accept Adim. Omri Shesh and Omri, they Adim didn't say that they saw, they said Shaman, we heard and this guy Benjamin Blaney. Sal Gamir thought that's not good enough, Laylam Nay Kamashalan, that's good enough. They don't have to actually see it. It's good enough if they heard about it. Says you more Ba'art Sakhem, ain't
the
other.
We heard.
The
Yes, it is. Ein mepiyed, any issa is going to, yeah. Only by din imamnus we say, no, ein mepiyed and all that.
It's but a very issa, vague yeah. This is like, we know, we heard, yeah, everyone in the community knows it.
Because memur zegidcha, that's also muzik. They live like a yid and everything else, so the two together. My edus is good enough for issa and heter, yes. If you heard a strong hearing. No, you need two. If you see a couple living like a couple, that's enough for ages to say you can go and say they're married. If they live like a couple, well, you know they get married.
If you come inside, you say somebody told me that these people live like a couple.
But that's Erev as well, yeah. You believe. Wherever they are, you just use the idcha before. Either top of the page, wherever they are, they can become a ger. There's two words, idcha and imcha, they fall into psukim. Wherever you are, you always have to bring witnesses that you became a yid. Interesting thing here. Why did Taylor say that Netzisrael, that mentioned Netzisrael, for anywhere in the world you can accept Gadim, and anywhere in the world you need proof that they're Gadim? So why highlight Netzisrael when it makes absolutely no difference where you are? It says, a very interesting thing. Not only Chutzlars, the Chiddush is that Netzisrael, we also accept Gadim. Why? The Salke Dathmin, I would have thought, Mishum Tevusa, the Netzisrael, come a Gadim. They're becoming Gadim because they like Netzisrael. What's so special about Netzisrael? It's a land that flows with milk and honey. And even today when there's no good, and Rashi says, what do you mean there's no good today in Israel? Interesting Rashi. Why is no good in Israel today, says Rashi? The pasak chalav advash. The honey and milk that we have today is not it. So I wonder what it is. What is this Erez Zav chalav advash? We don't even know what it is. In the times they came out already, they didn't have it.
That's right. So, when the whole thing with the Shemitah was a problem, they had to make sure
Yes, so what's this challah? What's so special about this challah with wash? Must be obviously something unique.
Milk and honey must have meant something.
No, honey clearly is actually from dates. From dates.
But
something bountiful, something extraordinary that in the times of Gemara he never had it.
But we had in the Gemara that he couldn't find a date with a certain reyach.
Rav went and first he cursed them and the dates. So
it was gone.
Shalom Gold is nice. The Talmud of Torah Das. Anyway, so he's carrying on about the soil. Look at these hills of soil. Look how much milk Israel produces against other countries. Because they milk their cows 3 times a day. They've trained the cows and sow to produce more milk. He's carrying on.
You should have told him to get out of here. Okay, take my bite. But still, there's still advantage. So, what's advantage of today? That we have a good welfare system. Leket, Chikho, Peya, Meiser, Oni. Which other country had a welfare system that you have Meiser, Oni, and all that? Only Israel. So, maybe that was his incentive to become a Yid. Kamashallah, that we still accept him as Yidin. Wherever you are, you need to bring proof that you're a Ger. Pshita, obviously, the Chacham say you have to. Yochim, Rabbim, Lochim, Rabbim. Nein, Ma'u, the time I would have thought, Mistabit, Taimed, Rab Yudah. Even when you have a Yochim, Rabbim, sometimes we pass on the Yochim, it makes sense. And Rab Yudah, Kimisai, why the Torah highlights Israel? That's the only place you need to bring proof. Tell them we learned the Shvatatim Tzedek. You should rule justice. Bein Ish, Bein Ish, Bein Achi, Bein a person and his brother, or Bein Gedoi, Mikanabu, the Geshin, this guy, Bezin, is a Ger. That a Ger needs a Bezin, a Shvatim. A Ger needs a Bezin to make sure that he's a Ger. However, Bein Abin Atzma, a Ger, if he does it on his own, he's not a Ger. Even if he does everything right, if he does it on his own, he's not a Ger. Ma'is, Bein Abin Yudah. A guy came from Yudah, Bein Abin Yudah, Bein Abin Atzma, I became a Ger, but I want you to know that I did it for myself. In other words, he's possible to disqualify his Ger. Om Abin Yudah, Yesh Lecha Edim, Amalei Lab, I have no Edim. Yesh Lecha Boni, Ab Chulam Lehen, yes. Amalei, Neman Atra Lipsalas Atzma, you believe to pass yourself, but Viyatan Emlis Abanecha, you're no longer accepted now as a Yid, but your children are 100% Jewish. If you say we don't believe our father about children, what time we learn Yakir? It says in the pasuk when they're in the case where he married two wives, one he hates and one he loves, and he says you have to give to the one that even though the bchay is the one that you hate, you have to give her. So it says in the pasuk Yakir los lepishnayim. Yakir, he recognizes him, got to give him double. So we learn the word Yakir. Yakiren lachaydim. That the father is the one that tells us who the bchay is. If the father tells us the other guy is the bchay, we trust the father. So if the father says my children are not Jewish, or I was never Magaya, so what's going on here? Teish already asked, might not have come in if the mother is Jewish, who cares if the father is a ger or a goy? So Teish said, there's still a difference whether the father is a goy or whether the father was a ger. Father was a goy, according to everybody, the child is pogum. The father is a ger, according to some, the child is a pogum, cannot marry a bas kohen. And according to others, you could.
You must say, according to Rabbi Kiva, the child of your mom.
Sorry? According to Rabbi Yechanan is the one who's the story with. Rabbi Yehuda, sorry, said before that the child is a mamzer. So maybe this is Gemara, it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. This is the first answer. According to you, you're claiming you're a guy, right? You're a yid, and a guy is not believed. So when do we believe a father about his children when he's a yid? But now that you told us you're a guy, we believe you're a guy. So what do you want us to do? How can we believe about your children? A guy is not believed. Avinu is a different answer. Avinu says, yes, if you have children, hein, yes. Yes, if you have grandchildren, hein, yes. Almost like this. If you only had children, then you could pass to your children. But if you have grandchildren, since you cannot pass to your grandchildren, so the pasuk of Yakir only goes one generation, since you're not believed to pass to your grandchildren, you no longer believe to pass to your children, because it doesn't make sense. The grandchildren should be eaten, and their parents should be going. A person believes to say about a young child, they know about an older child. What do you mean? Like cotton, cotton, I mean young. But look, God, I mean old. Ella cotton, the yes, but if he's young, but he has children of his own, they're godly, he's like an adult. And you're not believed. God, when old, when the body, they're cotton. The Hilchud Halach is Kavasid Ramar Yacham Yitzchak, which says what? That is a goy, that's why he's not believed. But it sounds like as a yid, that if it wouldn't have been for that issue there, he's believed regarding himself, his children, and his grandchildren. But Tanya Kavasi Ravina, we talk a little like Ravina. Didn't we learn like Ravina by grandchildren? Ahu li inyan yakir. When that's talking about yakir. Regarding yakir, we say, oh no, the coin to Ravina, even if he's a guy, he would be believed regarding his own children, but he wouldn't believe regarding his grandchildren. That part we don't believe him. We go back to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that he's not believed at all. Once he tells us a guy, we don't believe him at all. But when it comes to yakir about a b'chay, then it depends if he has children or grandchildren. Why in the world do you want to become a gay? Don't you realize that today's times we are downtrodden, we're beaten, and we're denigrated, and we're just broken up, or whatever, you're constantly suffering. Why do you want to become a yid? What's so good about a yid? And he said, look, I know the Eini Kedai, I'm not worthy of joining such a chosh of a nation. Then he must be genuine. Which guy wants to suffer? He must be you don't tell him all the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs. Not like today, they have all these modules, you gotta know everything. Things that we don't know. You teach them also oven. You teach them also sins and leket chichopeya. My son, you teach them also about the importance of giving charity, because I guess as a guy, it wasn't so commonplace to be so charitable. This is a Yiddish trait. And we teach him the punishment for mitzvahs. Nothing happens. If you take a pint of Yiddishkeit, this is after we told him this whole story about suffering, and he said, I'm ready to have. We don't take him right away. We now give him the whole drasha. You realize that taking the mitzvahs is also Havedis, and it's a big burden here. But you got to be balanced. You can't just tell him the negative. You got to give him the positive as well. But you have to be fair and let him make a decision. The world to come that we're all looking forward to, it's only really meant for tzaddikim. But today's Eden, we're not tzaddikim. We're not going to receive all these rewards. Our is too strong. And therefore, we don't have too much good, not too much punishment. But you don't do too much. You don't scare him too much. And we don't go too strict. I mean, everything is moderation. Kibul, once he accepted to become a yid, Molly knows him, we mal him straight away. And if, let's say, you did a mila, but there's still some strings attached, you would go mal him a second time. When he becomes cured, my bilnei se miyad. As soon as he's cured, we go send him to the mikveh straight away. The Shnei Tamilcham Imla Gaba, we have two Tamilcham standing next to him. Umaydino, he said, Mix him with the Kala, Mix him with the Chamuda. We tell him again. Now, because this Tefillah is going to make him a Jew. What we learned before, you need both, right? You need Mila and Tefillah. So if you give him a Tefillah, he becomes a Yid. So during the Mitzvah, during the Tefillah, we want him to do Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So we teach him again, mitzvahs, mitzvahs, kalas, and mitzvahs, mitzvahs, chamuras. Big machleik in the pasuk, this is the kabbalah's mitzvahs, or before. When he said before, I accept. But Allah, he goes out, hadei kisrola chol dvora, he's a full-fledged yid. Isha, when it comes to women, noshim, noshivas, oisa b'mayim, so we have women, not men standing there in the mikveh, you have women putting in the water at some until neck. B'shnei tamidah chacham einuchu, they stand outside, the medina, and they tell her, mitzvahs, mitzvahs, kalas, mitzvahs, chamuras. Echad, ger, whether... we'll see later what I mean. Echad ger, echad emeshur, whether it's a ger or whether it's a slave that's being liberated. Uva makam shenida tevelasham, and there where a nida goes to the mikveh, knows a proper mikveh, that's where ger ve'eved meshuchat teven, that's where they go to the mikveh. The whole dover shechaitze betfilah, anything which is no good by a mikveh for a woman because it's a chatzitze, chaitzes is chaitzes by ger as well, uva meshuchat, uva nida by nida. Taste already asked an interesting question, where do you find in the Torah anywhere that a nida has to go to mikveh? All the dinim of mikveh in the Torah are by a zava. Nowhere the taste says it's possibly by nida. Look at the ancient taste. Taste the makush nida tevelas. Says taste the second day top. Tevelas nida like kasha bekrabe hedya. Nowhere does it say that a nida has to go to the mikveh. Upinish Rabbi Huda goyim. He said, how do you know a nida has to go to mikveh? The nafkalon tzachakol akalochayim memago. Things that she touches, the tone tevelah. Things that she touch become tummy. They need tevelah. Kosh can he ask? But surely she herself. Isn't that amazing? This is one of the yisaidis of Yiddishkeit. Nida go to mikveh, and it's not written anywhere in the Torah.
I was going to say, we don't learn that in Masechta Nida either,
do we? Yeah, it's an amazing thing, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was so. Sorry, the whole Gemara is also about Nami, yeah. The Gemara will learn certain things from Nami. Let's give you a taste of it. A bit of time is agreed. I think he found it a little bit difficult to say. He found a pasuk. And after I'm a hard shin about the zora, ach be may nida yischata. So you should cleanse yourself in the water of a nida. Something is tamei. So by calling the water of a nida, mayim sha nida tevelas bem, tells us that there is water that a nida goes into. The kamehei mem saw 40 saw. So that's how. Or the Ri says, she's a nida that she goes into water. But it's amazing. The first part of the taste is that there's no pasuk nida at all.